The Cape Fear Literacy Council is holding its 7th annual literary luncheon, one of its biggest fundraisers of the year. Live Oak Bank has put up $25,000 to match funds raised. The Literacy Council's executive director, Yasmin Tomkinson, joined us to talk about the work the organization is doing. She started by explaining the local need for literacy services.
Each year we serve about 500 adults. We feel like that's wonderful, but the need, which is overwhelming, is probably about 60,000 people in this area do not comprehend above a basic level. So if you imagine the kinds of paperwork or words that you encounter every day, if it is your prescription bottle, if it is follow-up instructions from a doctor, a note from your child's school, it could be the diesel pump or the unleaded. There are so many things that strong readers take for granted, or people who have strong English language skills that we take for granted. This is not about appreciating literature, although we hope that might happen for some of our students. This is about survival and feeling comfortable. All of our students have coping skills. You know, they find ways around the challenges in their lives, but we want them to have the skills and the confidence to be able to have that sense of self-agency so that they can take control of their lives and contribute more to this community, to become more engaged in it, to be, you know, more involved church members, to be more engaged parents in a child's school, to be better employees. There's a huge emphasis on upskilling workers right now.
Also, I mean, we have the elections going on right now, and having a high level of literacy in terms of understanding who should you vote for.
I don't have a good statistic off the top of my head, but people with lower literacy are less likely to vote. You know, it's intimidating to go into that booth and have to read and, you know, more indicate something. And the history of this movement, one of the founders of the movement, his name was Frank Laubach, and he said he was the voice of the silent billion because he felt that people who didn't read well We're not heard in our society. You know, it's something that they hide. And so they're less likely to participate in civic activities like voting, which is so essential for being a member of this society. As a volunteer, I worked with a young man who, I mean, the thing about literacy is, or low literacy, is that nobody can tell by looking at you that you struggle. And the young man I worked with felt so self-conscious and so insecure, but he was this wonderful person, you know, and he had a great family. He had a job. I mean, he didn't like his job, but he had a job. And, you know, he was involved in all different kinds of things, but he always carried this shame and fear that he was going to be found out.
That was Yasmin Tomkinson, Executive Director of the Literacy Council. To find out about the Literary Luncheon fundraiser this Thursday, visit cfliteracy.org.